If nothing else, perhaps there's less work for the Obama campaign this morning. One less possible opponent in the presidential race, although Mitt Romney seems less inevitable and more infirm as a frontrunner. What a difference a day makes. It's Friday, January 20th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
So we've been talking a lot about the GOP race. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about the Democrat on the ballot and how he's affected by all this drama on the Republican side. Also, Wyatt Cenac of The Daily Show will join us later this hour. But here's what you're talking about.
Hi, guys. It's Paul from Brooklyn. I hate to see Kodak go, but, you know, I think they brought this on themselves. So long.
Let's have a farewell to Kodak later this hour. We want to get your Kodak memories. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or show us. You can post your photos to our Facebook page, tag The Takeaway. Now let's check in on our headlines.
Attacks and accusations, the theme and the tactics last night as the four remaining candidates for the Republican presidential nomination took to the stage for the last debate before tomorrow's South Carolina primary. It was an explosive start. Newt Gingrich attacked CNN host John King for opening with a question about his personal life. Gingrich also challenged President Barack Obama to a debate, saying 3 hours would be fine. The president has no vision for leading the country, he accused.
I'd be quite happy to have a three-hour Lincoln-Douglas-style debate with Barack Obama. I'd let him use a teleprompter. I'll just rely on knowledge. We'll do fine.
Working without a prompter, no net for Newt Gingrich. The issue about Mitt Romney last night and his tax returns provided a real revealing moment. Asked if he'd follow his father's example and release 12 years of returns, Mitt said he'd release, quote, multiple years. He hesitated in his answer and drew some jeers from the audience. Later on, he managed to fend off criticism from Newt Gingrich over his tenure as head of the private equity firm Bain Capital.
I'm very proud of the fact that throughout my career, I have worked to try and build enterprises, hopefully to return money to investors. There's nothing wrong with profit, by the way.
And Rick Santorum tried to stick to the issues.
I've been fighting for health reform, private sector, bottom up, the way America works best for 20 years. Well, these two guys were playing footsies with the left.
And Ron Paul was in the debate as well, his audience often protesting that he wasn't getting enough attention.
Mega Upload, one of the internet's largest file sharing sites, has been shut down by U.S. officials. Federal prosecutors claim the site has cost copyright holders more than $500 million in lost revenue. That's a claim Mega Upload denies. In Afghanistan, a NATO helicopter has crashed, killing 6 soldiers in Helmand province. NATO says no insurgent activity was reported at the time of the incident. A spokesman from the International Security Assistance Force has not disclosed the nationalities of those killed, but reports suggest they were all American. And in Kapisa province, an Afghan soldier has opened fire on French troops, killing 4 and wounding 16. In response, French President Nicolas Sarkozy says France is suspending all training programs for Afghan troops. An ice storm and heavy rains has swept across the Pacific Northwest, causing flooding and evacuations in Oregon, and heightening the misery of people in Washington state who are already struggling with power outages and treacherous roads since an earlier record snowfall. Right now, Asian markets are up, European indices are down, and futures have turned down. The Dow starts at 12,623, the S&P at 1,314, the NASDAQ at 2,788.
Well, and among the numbers moving the market, there's earnings estimates from General Electric and a number of tech companies, but we'll have more on that.
Right. We talked earlier where someone was calling in saying goodbye to Kodak. It may not actually be goodbye for Kodak. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but they say they will come back stronger in the end. Still, we want to get your stories about Kodak. What do you remember? What relics do you have? We got this from Bill Bennett in Pittsburgh. He posted at our Facebook page. I did a 3-screen presentation for Little League and added pyrotechnics to a high school zoology presentation, all with a Kodak slide projector. It was impressive then and actually set the groundwork for my multimedia career.
It works in PowerPoint now, I'm sure.
Probably so. Those carousels are kind of heavy. You want to get your Kodak moments, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post them at our Facebook page. Coming up, the GOP field is narrowing, attack ads becoming more brutal. What does that mean for the Democrat in the race? Stay with us.